To understate it, the Suns have struggled mightily on the court for nearly a decade, not making the playoffs for 8 consecutive seasons. But prior to that, the organization was loaded with star players and impactful front office executives. And that's reflected by the list on tonight's Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame inductees. 5 of them have very close ties to the Suns, including former player Steve Nash and former team president Rick Welts. With me to talk about them for a few minutes is Paul Coro, who covered the Suns for 13 years as a reporter for the Arizona Republic. Paul, the Suns have had some great eras in the NBA, but when they brought back Steve Nash, something really special happened. How important was that free agent signing of Nash to bringing about that Suns renaissance period?
It was the key to everything. Without Steve Nash, the league isn't like it is now. Without Steve Nash and Phoenix specifically, because he carved out a whole new style of play, a whole new role for a point guard and for an offense of how they played because of his skills. He was so different. He had been a very good player in Dallas, but I don't think anybody saw his signing in Phoenix as something that would vault them to the NBA elite immediately. It wasn't even, you know, a gradual process. They were instantly a 62-win team. He came into that, and he was the perfect ambassador for the team and took his game to another level to, you know, do things that no players in the league had done regularly before. You know, the way he shot. He was such a great shooter on top of being the best passer in the league.
Well, Paul, I know there's no cheering at courtside, but can you sort of describe a little bit what it was like to just be like a human being who didn't have that job watching Steve Nash? If you could kind of take yourself away from writing about him as a journalist, what was it like to watch him play? And as you said, have him, along with Coach D'Antoni and some of the players, really change what the NBA was and make it into something that the average person thought was fun again?
One of the most striking memories is across the league, as they barnstormed through for the first couple seasons with something new that most of the league hadn't seen before, was the oohs and ahs and cheers that they would draw from opposing crowds. It was something I'd never heard before from opposing fans to do for a visiting team, you know, who are usually jeered and booed and catcalled. They were so amazed by what Steve Nash does that they couldn't help themselves. You know, I particularly remember fans in Washington being just overwhelmed by how much they were enjoying what Steve Nash was doing. It was just so different. And then on top of it, just a great person. He had a dry sense of humor. In private moments on the road, he was very open. He was very funny. He was always available, very professional. Like, I always say I was very fortunate to cover a superstar like him, because he understood and respected my job and would ask me what I needed. And that's just incredibly rare for somebody who's, you know, making 8-figure salaries to worry about what the beat reporter needs. Nash would get very bored with the monotony of basketball questions on a day-to-day basis. You know, how's your hamstring? Why did you lose? Why did you win? You know, but if you asked a question that stirred his mind, you got a totally different person. If it was something that stimulated him intellectually, you got something really interesting usually out of Nash.
Paul, former Suns president Rick Welts is also going into the Hall of Fame tonight. How big an impact did he have both on the business and social awareness sides for the NBA and the Suns?
Again, I sound like I'm talking about a bunch of people who were just Boy Scouts, but Rick Welts is an unbelievable person, first and foremost. But the things he did and pioneered in the league back at a time when the NBA wasn't popular to create, he is basically credited with the creation of All-Star Weekend, starting with the slam dunk contest. And then he comes to Phoenix and is just on the business side, an ideal leader, a guy who was respected tremendously internally in the organization, that galvanized people on the business side, the impact he had socially to be the first pro sports executive who had come out, and the way he influenced others to do the same in the statements he made because of his platform were amazing. And then to carry that on to the Golden State franchise and do the things he's done for a world champion, I know he's sorely missed in Phoenix, but probably grateful for the NBA and for the society as a whole that he had that kind of platform there to continue to talk about the issues that he does.
Paul Coro was the Phoenix Suns beat writer for the Arizona Republic for 13 years. The Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremony is tonight in Springfield, Massachusetts.